Yesterday marked the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, where Dr. Martin Luther King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech. Local civil rights leader Reverend Samuel McKinney of Mount Zion Baptist Church was in Washington, D.C. for that event in 1963. In fact, McKinney had one of the best seats in the House, right next to Dr. King, all because of a few white lies and some confidence. It started when a friend invited him into a tent on the National Mall for some free food.
Then they decided to clear everybody out who didn't belong, and they said, this food is for members of the press. Are you a reporter? I said, no, I'm not a reporter, but I'm a editor. Oh, what's the name of your paper? I said, the Zion News. That's the church paper of Mount Zion. They didn't know any better, and so I stayed. One of the good things, they ushered us right into the front row down front. So we had some good seats. But I wanted to see a little bit more, and so I wanted to climb up the steps, which I did. But I saw people who were tentative, and they were being turned away. And so I said, I'm coming through, and they made way for me. I was behind Dr. King to his right when he gave his I Have a Dream speech. Dr. King's greatness is not only his alone, but those who have shared his dream and his vision.
Reverend Samuel McKinney was one of the many who shared in the vision. He was a close friend and college classmate of Dr. King and an activist in his own right. McKinney fought against housing discrimination in Seattle, helped organize the civil rights movement on the West Coast, and led Seattle's Mount Zion Baptist Church for 40 years. McKinney now serves as pastor emeritus at the Mount Zion Baptist Church in Seattle. He shared that story yesterday at King County's commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington.